Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show will introduce to you the brightest, sharpest, best business leaders around our great city of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Tess Turin with Basica and NextLink Marketing Solutions, your host, and I have next to me co-host Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Insurance Group. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning, Tess. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How was your work week?
You know what? Let's just say it gets a little better every day.
Yes.
Because it's Friday. It's over.
That's right. It's been a trying week for me, that's for sure. Every week we like to put out some motivational quotes for everybody that's listening out there. And I came up with one, my testimony of the week. And I'm sure it's very fitting because we have a lot of life coaches in here.
I know I'm almost afraid to say anything because I have a feeling they're going to start taking notes about how crazy I am, but it's fine.
Right. Motivators, life coaches, and doctors. So what a great lineup we have this week. But my motivational quote is, it's good players inspire themselves, but great players inspire others. And we have a lot of great players in the room today. So I want to thank you all for coming. You have something special?
You know what? I always have a lot of special things to say, but I actually changed my angelism on my way in today. You know, as business owners, we all go through a lot. Some good, some bad, but we all go through a lot. And I actually said to a friend of mine this morning, the only person you are in a relationship with is yourself. Mm-hmm. Always remember that, because you are the one that's got to get through the days, the nights, the weeks, the months, make your business work, not make it work, whatever's going on. The only person you are dealing with is yourself, not your vendors, not your customers. It only matters how you deal with yourself. And I think that makes a difference between the people that become very successful because they don't focus on outside people. They only focus on themselves because that's the only thing you can change.
That's right. You got to start with yourself.
Absolutely. And since I'm so close to perfect, it's not that much more I got to work on.
Well, we have an excellent show for you all today. Our guests in this studio include Dr. Tanya Lowe. She is CEO of the Resurgent Group of Metro Atlanta. Good morning, Dr. Tanya.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
A test didn't get you to come in, did she? Check me out, all these doctors, and I'm just saying, Tess, is this an intervention?
I'll never
tell.
Do I
need to know something?
you know, it's crazy because, you know, we get free advice today.
Exactly. I'm about to say, this may be longer than an hour show.
Can't work out better. We also have Jennifer Lester, CEO, licensed psychotherapist, and life coach. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And last but not least, we have Chloe Taylor Brown, president and CEO of Chloe Taylor Brown Enterprises. Good morning, Chloe.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
So we're going to start with Dr. Tanya. So tell us a little bit about what you do with your business.
Great. I help people with their issues in their organizations. I'm a human services consultant, and people usually ask me, well, what is human services? And I like to describe human services as the people who help the people. And so under that umbrella of human services is social services, nonprofits, churches, academia, any type of organization that helps people to limit crisis and do better things in their life. And so what I do is I work with these organizations and help them with their people, policy, and process issues. I help them to be better through training, through strategic planning, through team building, and just going in and really helping them to make their organizations better. A lot of my clients are behavioral health agencies around the state. I keep them out of trouble with Medicaid and keep them in compliance with the state of Georgia. So that's a little bit about what I do. I'd also help this group of people with developing their leadership abilities.
Well, let me ask you, Dr. Tanya Lowe.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just thinking because I have a friend that works kind of with nonprofits on the side.
Okay.
And I think the thing that people forget when they're in a nonprofit situation, that it's still a business.
Yes.
And that it still needs to run like a business.
Yes.
And you still need a hierarchy. You need processes, plans in place. How do you get in these organizations and convince them that even though I know you're doing great things for the community, you have this beautiful vision, mm-hmm. but this is still a business. How do you get in the kind of the trenches and get them to kind of change their mindset that they're running a business?
That's a great question. Unfortunately, it usually doesn't, they usually don't come to me or think that they need me until they get in trouble.
That sounds like an insurance agent.
Well, they're losing their funding.
They call and say, my husband just had a heart attack. I need $1 million of life insurance.
Today, right? Today.
Not going to happen. I was like, you should have got that 10 years ago, sugar.
Right.
Now, I just saved your money.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to get any life insurance. So, so people don't think they need me.
They don't think they need me until they're losing their funding. They're mm-hmm. not getting what they need out of their board.
Right.
And so it's like, you know, my board is not effective. Well, it's not going to be effective if your mama, your grandmama, and your cousin are all on the board.
Oh, come on, okay? Church say, man.
So, I go in and I do a lot of board development. I help them understand that they are a business mm-hmm. and how they can strategically align themselves for sustainability and really having making their footprint mm-hmm. in the community.
Yeah, because the best idea in the world is nothing unless it's a good plan behind it. It
exactly.
doesn't really matter. So that's the reason I was asking, because I know that's one of their struggles. It seems like you want to do good work and all that, and I get that, but they don't realize it's still a business.
Yeah.
I mean, church is a business, even though it's nonprofit.
Yeah, right. It is mm-hmm. a business. So you should have them call me.
I will now.
So I read somewhere that you wrote a book.
I did.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I'd love to. My book is called Want to Start a Riot? Change. Affirmations, Confirmations, and Prayers. Mm. And it's a book to really support people through the changes in their lives. Whenever you want to do better, be better, get better, grow better, there's always someone in your ear saying, not right now, you can't do it, this won't work for me. And so what I'm telling, and you feel like you're in a riot. You have all these voices
right.
in your head. And
that's why I'm a giraffe.
Okay.
Those are turtles.
And for women,
I don't speak turtle.
A lot of women, we put our change and the things that we want to do, we put them on the back burner.
Right.
And what I'm saying is be a riot starter. Start a riot anyway. Do those things that have been placed inside of you to do so that you can leave your footprint on society. It's about legacy building. So I'm encouraging people, but specifically women, to be a riot starter. Write that book. Go back to school. Take a trip, go somewhere, yeah. do those things that you've always wanted to do.
A lot of times we get very comfortable in our lives.
We do.
And compliant, you know, just status quo.
Yeah.
And it sounds like this book kind of allows you to think outside the box a little bit and motivate people to do better. Yeah. And do something different in their lives.
Yeah. I like to call it, it's my coffee table motivational book.
I love that.
And
I'm so into it.
They're affirmations. I'm a big affirmation person.
And I need a copy of that book.
Oh, well, you know, I've got some in the
Great.
Car. I meant to bring them All right. in today for you guys. But they're pictures from my travels around the world and just, you know, affirmations. Sometimes people don't have folks in their lives to say, hey, go, you know,
right.
go do those things. And we have to learn how to encourage and motivate ourselves.
Right.
And build that type of network around us.
Well, that's because most of us are raised, especially women, I think, to slow down. When you're a kid, I don't remember my grandmother, my mom ever saying, run faster, try harder. You know, it was slow down. You're going to hurt yourself.
Right.
You're going to fall. You're going to do this. Mm-hmm. So I think you can create a fear, an innate fear in people to be afraid of going to the next level.
Yeah.
And they don't even realize when they get grown that, you know, you can. It's okay to fall.
It's okay mm-hmm. to fall.
Yeah. You know,
it's part of life.
And I think people don't realize affirmations is everything we grew up with. I've heard, as a matter of fact, that's why we started doing the angelisms and testimonies. Mm-hmm. There's all these things that people say when you're young and you don't think anything about them. You know, one of the things I say it every week, my grandfather used to say, do not spend dollar time doing dime work.
Mm-hmm.
Words to live by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because it makes sense now.
Yeah.
You know, my great grandmother, there's some things she said I can't repeat. Well, I technically could repeat it since this is internet radio. but I remember one time she said to me, this boy didn't like me, and I was so upset. And she said, baby, sometimes you just need new eyes on you. And I thought, well, now, huh? Because new eyes, you pretty and you smart, and he thinks I'm funny. And then, of course, I'm going to get on his nerves, too, after about a year. But that's fine.
It'll take that long.
But in the meantime, I got new eyes. So I think people don't realize, sometimes you just got to look at the world through new eyes.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. if you keep looking at it the way you've been looking at it, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting.
Or the way people tell you you should look at it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well said. Well, yeah. You're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert, and Miss Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Dr. Tanya Lowe. So Dr. Tanya, can you give us a little bit about your background? I'm so curious.
Well, my background, it's a varied background in human services. I started out in nonprofit with the YWCA of Greater Atlanta.
Okay.
And once I got my bachelor's degree in community health education, I worked with the American Cancer Society and just really providing people with education on how to stay healthy and getting them connected to resources. From there, I got my master's in counseling and psychological services, where I also provided therapeutic services, but also worked at the state level to develop programs. I was the women's treatment coordinator for the state of Georgia around the change of AFDC to TANF, mm-hmm. the welfare.
Right.
And from there, I got my doctorate in human services.
She's just so smart.
Quite a resume.
And I started my business. I've been working for myself full time now for the past 8 years.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
Well, then let me ask you this, because you said you do go in these organizations now.
Yes.
And I see where obviously you're a doctor. Do you ever work with individuals in their own individual business, or is it usually an organizational thing?
No, I work with individuals and organizations.
Okay.
My niche, if you will, is working with the human services population, because we're the people who help the people. We don't understand that this is a business.
Right.
And so when they call me in and they're struggling, it's because they've not laid a good foundation. It's
right.
because they've not done any strategic planning. It's because they have the wrong people in the wrong seats on the mm-hmm. bus.
Right.
And so so organizationally, I go in and help them get on the right track.
Right.
And then there are individuals that contact me that say, I want to start my own business, mm-hmm. or I'm not going in the right direction. I need some help in going into a different direction. And so I'll help them with that. Or if there's some things that they want to do in their lives, or they have some goals, I can help them with moving in the right direction.
You know, one of the funny things my mom always says when people say certain things to her, she always says, I'm not your life coach. I don't know. You know, I'm not here to advise you.
But you can get one.
Absolutely, you can get one. If she had known that was probably going to be a profession, it's probably what she would have ended up doing. Because I think what happens with businesses, because you were saying they come to you. How do you get them to come to you? Like, where do they come from? Are they referred? Or because I know it's almost like telling somebody how to raise their child, how to run their business.
Oh, yeah.
Because all parents are the best parents. I tell people all the time, I'm the best parent because I don't have no kid. See, I got all the answers.
Right.
Right. Now, I can't tell you how to make a dog sit down, but I can tell you, and I have a dog, God bless them. But, you know, the best parents are people without children.
Uh-huh.
So you have these people that have this baby that they have been taking care of and trying to make it grow up to be something beautiful and wonderful in 3-5 years in the game, if they're lucky to stay in business that long. Mm-hmm. And I mean a real business, mm-hmm. not you created yourself a job where you work 70 hours a week, because that's not a business.
Right.
That's a job.
Exactly.
And how do you get them to come to you? How do they come to you? Are they referred? Do you do marketing? I mean, because I don't know how you would get people to come to you until it's too late or until they have an issue.
I do a lot of marketing, and I just recently started doing more marketing because I worked in government for almost 10 years.
I'm sorry.
I was relieved for
that. Let me apologize.
But I worked in government for almost 10 years. So I have a network of mm-hmm. people who they know me, they know my credentials, they know mm-hmm. what I can do for their organization. So
right.
Word of mouth, we didn't know you were working for yourself. Now can you come and help us?
Mm-hmm.
And so yes, word of mouth. Marketing. I do a lot of speaking mm-hmm. engagements and things
okay.
like opportunities like
great radio shows like this.
Great radio shows like this. So yes.
Well, I appreciate that. That's what I was just wondering, because I know it's hard, even from an insurance perspective. Tess has the same issue with people trying to get them to market their business.
Yes.
That it's so hard to go in there and say, no, you need X, Y, and Z, or that's not enough, or maybe mm-hmm. make this change. Especially coming from a woman, sometimes it's even harder.
Yeah. And I blog. I blog right. also. And I write about the issues that I see in organizations.
Okay.
So I try to get the readers to connect with it and say, that's me. That's me. That's happening in my business.
Right.
And I'll get calls and people will come to me that way. So I have really started to reap the benefits of this whole social media thing.
Don't you hate it though?
Well, I can't hate it because, you know, once I've learned the strategy behind it, like, okay, I get it now. I get it.
See, I'm still trying to get it. My sister, she's still trying to show me. I don't want to send this tweeting. Babe, I got something to say to somebody. I'm just going to call them and tell them, right?
Yeah. If you can't beat it, join it.
Yeah. But now I got to tweet it to 10,000 people. Like, does everyone really care if I have to go to the dentist? Probably not.
No, but they may want to hear about your insurance specials
absolutely.
For the week.
That's the part
exactly
I want. But,
right.
But unfortunately, most people want to follow the silliness. But get them to follow the business stuff, I think, is the hard part. And focus on what's really important.
Exactly.
And realize that those things kind of go hand in hand. Your personal life, your business life. Because I tell people all the time, how you run your business is how you run your house and vice versa.
I agree.
And they cannot work as separate entities.
Right.
Absolutely can't do it.
So Dr. Tanya,
yes.
For the listeners out there, the businesses out there that might be in need of your service, could you give them any expert advice if they're looking to try to hire a company like yours or feel like they need a company like yours?
Yeah, hire Dr. Tanya Lowe to help you. High test to do your marketing and I'll do your insurance. Everything else is more
easy
gravy.
And as simple as that.
Exactly.
You know, I would say if you want to increase your sustainability, you want to maintain your staff, if you want to grow your organization, if you aren't getting what you need out of your board, if you've got people that are in the wrong seat on the bus and you don't know how to develop them,
interesting.
Then I would definitely say that we need to have a conversation and look at developing a way to get you growing in the right direction.
And how long is a typical client, how long do you consult with a typical business they hire you on?
It depends, Tess, because people will bring me on for a variety of things. They may bring me on to do a one-day training. I'm doing some training next week for a federal agency and around customer service. And like,
again,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But see, those are my people.
It's
not the DMV.
It should be.
But they'll bring me in for training. And training is, okay, it's the tip of the iceberg. But I also offer in-house mastermind groups where we will take a topic and really study that topic and look at how do I apply this to my everyday work. Mm-hmm. I also provide consultation as well as coaching. And I try to stay far, far away from the word coaching, but I do provide coaching. I'm a John Maxwell trained coach. And so we'll go into organizations. And after we do a 360 assessment on where their challenge areas are, then we'll put together a professional development plan, or if I'm working with an individual, a personal development plan on how to grow. So for me, it's all about growth, whether it's individual growth or organizational growth, moving from where you are, getting to that next level and staying there, maintaining that consistently.
I just want to remind everyone out there today, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist. My co-host is Tess Turin with Basica and NextLink Marketing. And we are speaking with Dr. Tanya Lowe of the Resurgent Group of Metro Atlanta, your soon-to-be new doctor in your business. You're supposed to finish that. She looked at me like, what?
Like, yeah,
I'm about to be what? Miss America. Stop it.
Nobody ever knows what's coming out of your mouth.
I don't know. I don't either. That's the
and
scary
my
part.
Line
I have
is,
no idea.
Of course, right. I'm the next person to help you take your business to the next level.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So tell everybody out there how they can reach you, Dr. Tanya Lowe.
They can reach me by visiting my website, www.drtanyalowe.com. Tess, I always forget I don't have to say the W's anymore, but drtanyalowe.com.
Spell Tanya for
and
us.
And Tanya is spelled, it's DrTanyA.
Okay.
Lowe.com. You can follow me on Twitter at the M, and that's the letter M, Pact Experience.
I like that.
I have a YouTube channel.
And your blog, right?
And my blog. My blog is associated with my website. And so I'd love to get connected.
But thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Lowe.
Thank you for having me.
And feel free to talk to Jennifer Lester, who's our next guest with the Purpose Project, about how crazy I am after the show. And hopefully you all won't let me hear you. Good morning again, Jennifer.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm awesome.
Look, I saw you over there making notes. You're not talking about me in your head.
Yeah,
are you?
Yeah, I was. I was right. Making a few clinical notes about everybody here today.
Right, so your hardest case yet. So tell us about the Purpose Project.
Well, the Purpose Project is a multidisciplinary behavior health practice in Atlanta. And you know what? When I created the Purpose Project in 2008, I had some consultation from Dr. Lowe.
Oh, my goodness.
So you guys are old friends.
Old friends. Wow. I went to school together, and we're also sorority sisters.
Wow. Yes.
My goddaughter's mom's a Delta.
She's awesome.
I know. I bought her this little thing that said, my mama's a Delta and something else that's cute as pie.
Yes, yes, yes. But when I created the Purpose Project, I thought about how I wanted people to feel when they left me. And so I came up with purpose. I wanted them to feel like they had a sense of purpose. And then the project piece was just kind of sound good. Off
right.
That piece sound together good. But one of the things that when I talked with Tanya about it, because I was doing some contract work as a therapist, I'm a licensed therapist, have been for the past 10 years. And I was doing a lot of contract work for different agencies that she was making sure that they were complying. And I was like, you know what? Hey, I really should start this on my own. But in addition to doing that, I was also doing a whole bunch of things.
Okay.
And so recently in February, I turned pro, and I'll talk about what that looks like. But most people know me for the work that I do with Big Boy of Outcast, mm-hmm. with the Big Kids Foundation. I'm also the executive director for that. For the last 14 years, I've been a director for a nonprofit organization okay. in Atlanta, the oldest, one of the oldest in Atlanta, and probably about the 10th oldest in the United States. And so I gave them about 14 years of my goodness and my essence.
Right. And you know, that's a lot to give somebody, 14
oh,
years.
Oh, that's a lot. That's the number seven twice.
I can't get past the weekend sometimes. 14 years, a lot of years.
It's a long time. It was really great. And what I looked at with the company, although I was awesome there, I looked at it as they paid me my base salary and everything else was incentives.
Mm-hmm.
So I always had the Purpose Project. And recently, like I said, I turned pro in February. And what that looks like is that I read this book and it's talking about turning pro. It says that when you do a lot of different things, it's kind of, you're not really pro, you're amateur.
Right.
You don't see Serena trying to do hair. She just plays
Lord,
tennis.
No, she don't do her hair. God bless her. God keep
her. Now, and so I,
good thing that girl can play tennis.
Right. So I left everything except Big Kids. I still do Big Kids Foundation because I love that mission, and I just am, that's just kind of a part of me. But so I did just doing therapy and counseling full time. And you guys recently had Dr. Heavily on your show. Mm-hmm. Dr. Heavily is actually one of my clients. She's one of my life coach clients. And so I do life coaching and executive coaching for a lot of celebrities, top executive and politicians in Atlanta.
Wow.
The politicians, again, I'm sorry. My heart goes out to you. That must be tough.
Yeah, you know, it's not. Because I'm very honest, I'm very direct, and
we all need help.
Oftentimes, when you have a lot of celebrities and people of high power, they don't have a lot of people around them that's honest.
Mm. Right, right, that's right, true. Right. I mean, and that's true. That's because they get caught up in the glitz, the glam, and God knows the money. I'm sure.
And the money, and then people depend on them to eat. So then they tell them what they need to hear in order to stay. Sure. In a circle.
Sure. Yeah, I definitely get that though. So now, when you say turning pro,
yes.
I tell people all the time, Chick-fil-A only does chicken, right? Now, they may do it a lot of different ways, but they only do chicken.
They only do chicken.
That's turning pro.
Yes.
What made you decide in February this year, okay, it's time to turn pro?
Okay. So, February 14th, 2014.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
The day of love.
Day of love.
Whatever.com. Because if you didn't love me on the 13th, you can keep your flowers on the 14th. You hear me?
Right. That marked 14 years that I have been with a company. So I looked at the number. I thought about it. I was like, wow. On
14. Should have played that lotto number.
Oh, I did. No, I'm just teasing. But the 14 is the number 7. The number 7 is the number of completion twice. I'd done everything I could. I've been a director of the year. I'd done everything I could there. And at that point, I'd outgrown the company for some time. But I love the organization because I have a love for nonprofit and giving back. And so I decided to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of boo-hooing and crying. And I had one friend who, everybody, even your life coach has got to have a life coach. But I have a very good friend that says, they're really crying for you. They're crying for themselves because all this right. stuff that you've done for them. And I didn't, and I made the connection, but I decided to leave, open my office. Like I said, a purpose project was created in 2008. So I've always done that, but I was doing a lot of different things. And so when you're doing a lot of different things, somebody gets neglected along the way.
Right.
And I'm naturally good. I'm better than good.
I'm going to tap to that on my back.
I'm better than good, better than most. And so it was easy for me to be good at a lot of things, but where is being great? Where's right. my greatness?
Right.
And
I want to see my name in lights. That's how I used to feel when I was little.
See my name in lights. And so when I work with clients, and Tanya, I call Tanya a lot for a lot of constant. I use her a lot for a lot of free stuff, guys. But she
Ooh,
calls
I know. I need that sale number, by the
she
way.
She calls a lot. She says expensive. But no, I do.
I need you to talk me off the ledge one Friday
No, but
night.
She is. No, she is awesome and worth every penny of it. But I call her, and I was running some ideas when I – because as a therapist, it's a difference between therapy and coaching.
Mm-hmm. What is the difference?
The difference is with coaching, we're working on a particular goal. We're working on a particular goal as it relates to your life and getting you towards that goal and then building everything. With therapy, it's actually emotional. Mm-hmm. There's, you actually need a license to practice therapy. Coaching, you don't, but you need training as well. Right. Cause everybody show up and they say they're a coach. Right. A lot now.
Right.
And so I thought about this and I was talking with Tanya one day. And I said, she's like, oh yeah, coach, I hate to use that term because everybody's kind of using it. So what is it that you do? And so what I do is I help people find their amazing.
Mm-hmm. I like
everybody
that.
Everybody has a sense of amazing. I help them figure out what your purpose is first. And then in that, you are amazing. And how do you find your amazing?
Mm-hmm.
And I started on a journey to find my amazing. And part of what my journey was is to let everything go that's not part of what my purpose is and just only work in that.
Okay, well, on that note, I want to remind everybody before I get on my soapbox, because when I tell you all kind of bells just went off, that you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group. My co-host is Tess Turin with Basica and NextLink Marketing, and we are speaking to Jennifer Lester of The Purpose Project that just hit a nail so hard on the head, my head almost spun around like okay. that girl in Amityville Horror. When you said looking for your amazing. And I have something that I say to friends of mine. Matter of fact, y'all can use this one. This one's free. I like to consider myself a self-preservation specialist.
Okay.
Because ain't nobody more important than me.
My father said that self-preservation is the first law of nature.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you have to preserve yourself.
Absolutely. But I think the hard part is, and it goes back to what we were saying earlier, it's so hard for people to do what they're either great at, what they love to do, because you're not raised to do that. I think I talked about this a week or two ago. You know, my mom is always, you need to go to law school. You like to argue and talk and blah, blah. You should go to law. I heard that from the moment I can remember mm-hmm. up until last week. She still says it. I'm not going to law school because I don't like to read, right? you got to be able to.
Absolutely.
To be an attorney, you've got to read. You've got to be able to study. I don't like to research. I like to talk. That's not the same thing. You know, so I think feeding it the way I wanted it to be fed, she didn't want to do that because, you know, you should be a lawyer or I love sports. They're not into that. How do you as a therapist get people to realize that they need to focus on the things that they naturally love and that are good at?
Okay, so a couple of things. Met a doctor. She contacted me. She's an ER doctor. Probably about 43, pretty sharp. She doesn't want to be a doctor anymore. And the first thing I told her is that you never wanted to be one anyways.
Anyway.
You never wanted
to
be one anyways.
Right.
Because somebody else told you you could make a lot of money. It was like, right. no, it's a very
you're smart.
Job. You're smart. So that wasn't what she wanted. She's interested in IT. And so I was speaking to a group of girls. And all the girls in the room went around and they were talking about, I was on a panel for Sisters of Today and Tomorrow, and they mentor a lot of young girls, and everybody was going around talking about what they wanted to be. Well, in the circle, as the circle went around, it got larger. Somebody wanted to be a neuroscientist. Someone was going to find a cure for AIDS. And it just got bigger and they was just building up. And it was one little girl there, and she didn't speak as well as the other girls. And she went to an inner city school in Atlanta, and she said, well, I want to be a hairdresser. Everybody kind of looked. And oftentimes we put our dreams to the side in order to try to fulfill with somebody else or that self-fulfillment right. or come from trying to please somebody else. Mm-hmm. And I was really proud that she said that. And so I focused on her a lot. And I was like, wow, I can't wait till you get your license because I want to get my hair done.
Right.
And I started talking to her and other little girls went to private school, some fluent school. They came from two household incomes and their socioeconomic status and their families were highest. She said, well, I said, well, how do you know that? She said, because I'm good at it and I've been doing hair in my kitchen since about fifth grade. I was like, okay.
Okay, come
so,
on.
So
that's a girl on a mission.
On a mission. And she knew something she was good at. So what I start to tell them is this is how you figure out what your purpose is. And see, if you don't know your purpose and you find your passion and your passion will lead you to your purpose. Mm-hmm. But this is, Les Brown says, and I stole it from Les, but I use it as my own.
I used to think he was my fake boyfriend when I was young. I thought he was absolutely gorgeous.
I love Les. But he says that your purpose is that thing that you do so well that you love to do, that you'll do it for free, but you do it so well that others will pay you for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we're very close to our purpose when we're younger. Socialization,
right?
All the other stuff clouds us and moves us away from that.
Absolutely.
And for whatever reason, so then we try to please others. And so to get back to it, figure out what that thing is that you love to do.
Right.
That thing that you keep you up all times of night, you'll stay up, but it doesn't feel like work to you.
Right.
Also, there are patterns and figure out what your friends call you for. Some of your friends may call you and say, hey, we have a party. We have an event. I know that you're a good organizer. Everybody calls you for that.
Right.
Because that's what you know how to do.
Absolutely.
And so look at that. Those are patterns. That's how to start to find out what your purpose is.
That's one of the things I ask everybody on my first date. What do you want to be when you grow up? No matter how old they are.
No matter how old you
are. And I love it when they seem stumped. Like, are you that already? Because most time people are not what they want to be when they grow up. And I think it's hard when people don't feed that. I mean, I think I mentioned this last week when Tess was out. As a little girl, I didn't play dolls and house. I played office. Mm-hmm. I used to carry a briefcase in first grade because I was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right? My dolls were my business associates, or they worked for me. They were not my friends, and they were definitely not my children. And I think people thought I was nuts when I was young. I grew up in a little town in the country and in the South. They were like, what are you talking about? But that's how I saw myself. I want to see my name on the door. I need to tell people what to do.
Yeah.
I need to run the show. And, you know, if people don't feed that, and I was fortunate enough to fight through it. Most people don't fight through it because, you know, like you said, they become
they give
43. You don't want to be no doc, girl.
And it's funny that resonated with you at a very, very young age. I have a 6.5-year-old son
who thinks he's Spider-Man.
I've probably put him
in. Pick me up, which he is going to be able to pick me up in about 10 years.
Yeah.
Maybe 15.
Well, I have put him in probably a half a dozen different sports, and it's just something, you know, he's just not athletically inclined. And, you know.
That's sweet. Spoken like a true mother.
But he's not. Unfortunately, he's taken that trait after me. I'm not athletically inclined.
Right.
But he came to me about 3 months ago. He's in karate, and you know, I always try to keep him active in something. And he came to me about 6 months ago and said, Mom, I want to be on the big screen when I grow up. He's like, I want to be an actor.
I see that.
And he has continued in the last 6 months telling me that this is what he wants to do. So finally I said, you know what? I'm not going to ignore that anymore. And I called, you know, the theater in the town that we live in, and they have acting classes starting in the fall. So he's going to enroll in acting classes in the fall. And it's just something, like she was saying, something at a very early age, you need to nurture that, especially when it comes to small children, and support it.
And you support it. Everybody know I like to tweet. I have a daughter. My daughter's Temple, Teen Temple, but she's 7. And she said science camp. She loves everything about science, and math comes naturally to her. It's just she's
same awesome. Thing with my son.
She's in science math. Camp, and she's the only girl.
Mm.
She's the only girl, and it's a very diverse camp. And she told me, she said, well, it's only 3 little brown people in the camp, and she's the only girl. So when I got
brown people, I love it.
She called them brown people.
That is too cute.
Yeah, but brown people, they were not necessarily African American.
Right. Just she brown. Just said brown. That's what I love it.
I was like, okay. So we get to camp, and when we walk in the door on Monday, everybody calls her name. So I was like, am I that late? And so when we get there, they said, hi, Temple. And I was like, okay, maybe everybody signed in. But they said, oh no, she's the only girl. So we've been waiting on her. She's going to be our little princess. So Temple said, well,
I don't want to be no princess. I want to be the queen.
She said, "Is this no?" She said, "Is this a castle?" She said, "Are that no?" She's like, "Well,
she did not say
no."
I'm
she
leaving.
Said, "Well, this is a science lab, and I'm the scientist." So
right.
I was like, "Yes." So she's a scientist. She's not the princess now. So she went back and so we focused on that. But I thought, where are the other little girls? They're in dance camp and they're in ballet, and she does that too. But what if they're interested in it and parents don't value it? They're not going to understand it
and pick up on it.
And pick up on it
and stay involved. You know, and pick up on it. That's really very important to do.
And from a business perspective, when you're working with business owners, you're technically working with big kids who no one's ever patted him on the back probably. I said, you can do this. This is the best idea you've ever had. Because usually it's a lot more naysayers. Because it's hard to own your own business. I tell people all the time, it is hard to eat what you kill. That is tough.
Right.
They think it isn't, but that's a tough job.
Let me tell you this. One of the things that I do for business owners, and I did this seminar at Dr. Heavenly University. It's called A Purpose Plan Business.
Okay.
Part of that is helping people understand a shared vision. Because you have a company, that's your vision.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that work for you. They need to understand your vision and share your vision. They're actually keepers of your vision. And so how do you get people to buy into what your vision is, and even in your absence, to be able to support that business for your company?
Right.
One is that you have to understand people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I talk about what different personality traits are, understanding the difference between motivation and inspiration, how to inspire these people, how to motivate them, who's motivated by money, who's motivated by accolade, who needs praise and reward, who just like facts, who's just that hard work, understanding these personalities, how to work for them, how to get them to work for you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, look, let me just say again, I just had another bell go off. I took that Maya Briggs. It was so on the head, it scared me.
Yes.
I started to get ESTJ put on my license plate. But that was a great way, even for me to see people around me and who they were, because I thought I knew, but that even, it kind of validated it even more. And like you said, a good coach knows their players. You do.
Right.
A good colonel knows his soldiers.
And can gel the team.
Absolutely. You got to be able to bring people together. So, and I do want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, insurance agent, business specialist. My co-host is Tess Turin with Basica and Next Link Marketing. And we're speaking with Jennifer Lester of The Purpose Project. Jennifer, tell everyone out there how they can get in touch with you, because we're going to talk after the show.
We could talk for hours.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They can reach me by visiting my website, thepurposeproject.com. thepurposeproject.com. And I'm on every social media piece that you can find, of course, LinkedIn. And I am Jennifer Lester, my name, on Twitter, on Facebook, and IG.
Okay. Well, again, thank you so much for coming out.
You're welcome.
And our next and final guest is Chloe Taylor Brown.
Hello.
I got with her shades on. I hope y'all are tweeting a picture of Miss Thang over here with these shades.
Good morning, Chloe. How you doing?
Good morning. And
you're not sleeping behind those. You're not sleeping behind those shades, are you?
Don't tell me about that prescription. Tell them you're famous.
Yes, I'm just.
That's
fabulous.
Why I wear my shades. I don't tell people mine a prescription. I tell them I'm famous. That's why I wear my shades everywhere I go. Just saying. Of Chloe Taylor Brown Enterprises.
Yes.
Tell us about Chloe Taylor Brown Enterprises.
Chloe Taylor Brown Enterprises is an organization that helps people to get out of their head and into their real life, because sometimes we get stuck. We have great ideas. Sometimes we have no ideas, and you have to help people to kind of bring them to the surface and kind of play with them. So I do corporate work. I work with girls. I work with some men.
She says reluctantly, I work with some
men.
Well,
I do. I don't discriminate,
right,
that most women and girls are my clients.
Sure.
So, I've been doing this for about over 10 years.
Okay.
From a transition. And I love it. I really do get to hang out with cool people like you every day almost.
You know what? I'm really starting to think this is an intervention, Tess. You got all these people in here working on my soul and trying to make me better.
Beautiful women inside and out we have today.
So now, you said you've been doing this for over 10 years. How long have you had Chloe Taylor Brown Enterprises itself?
I think that I changed the name. It started out as Total Image Enhancement, because my background was in fashion. I thought when I was going to reinvent myself, it was going to be image. And it is image, but it's about your inner image. And so we were talking about my name before. My brother calls me my whole name, and everybody called me my whole name. They never knew my business name. So I thought, well, maybe it should be Chloe Taylor Brown,
right,
Enterprises.
That's good.
And that's how it came about.
Now, what's your background, Chloe?
Fashion. Okay. I majored in fashion at Mississippi State University, and I always wanted to be a model. Mm-hmm. And I rebelled against them telling me that I needed to go to be a special ed teacher.
Oh, wow. That's a big jump from modeling to special ed.
Well, listen, I was always good with girls and, you know, my little sister. So they thought, oh, wow, she can do all this. But I was never thinking that. I wanted to sew. And I did have my dolls, and they were my little girls.
Right. And you made their outfits?
Yes, I made their outfits from whatever scraps my grandmother left around. And it was just a natural thing to me. Mm-hmm. And so now I did start out majoring in special ed, but it was something in me that was not sitting right, and I'm very intuitive, and I'm also very compassionate. In one of my classes, a professor brought a 4.0 person in to speak to the class, and he had cerebral palsy, and I had never witnessed that before, and it was really disturbing to me, and so I cried. And after the class, she helped me back, and she says, I think you should change your major.
Right, baby, you can't do this.
She says, because this is, you know, he has a 4-point average. What do you have?
Right, well, you're going to cry. You're going to be sad a lot.
Yeah, and so it really led me into my real passion of fashion. Okay. And I didn't know how I would get to be a model, but that was my dream.
So now you said that you obviously work with a lot of, I assume you work with organizations and companies also?
Yes.
Now, how do you usually get those organizations and companies? How do they find out about you?
It's usually word of mouth.
Okay.
From speaking at a women's organization, from being on a radio show like this. I haven't figured out quite how to be a great marketer of my business.
I can help you with that.
Right. That's what Tess is for, right?
Okay, Tess. But most people do find me from being out, networking, or word of mouth.
Let me ask you, what are your typical businesses that hire you on, or you know, referral business? Tell us, who are these businesses that need your help?
Well, the biggest corporate client is the Home Depot, and they, you know, have this mail system, and they have these brilliant, phenomenal women, but they noticed that the women were being more masculine because they had to, they wanted to duplicate the success of the men, but they knew that wasn't right. Finally, so they hired me to come in to work with them on professional presence. And when I got the first high-level executive, I knew that if this woman knew the value of her outer appearance, she would have done it before.
Right.
Brilliant, just a superstar. So I decided to use some of my high-level coaching on her before we got to the professional presence. And because it was so high-level excellence, they created a whole program for me to work with all of their, from managers, directors, to executives. And they've all been promoted.
Oh, wow. So now do you prefer working with girls or women?
My true passion is girls. Okay. I love, that's how I'm wired. But when I started my business, girls did not have money in their little cute purses.
Come on, is that right?
And so I couldn't figure that out either.
Right.
And so I, you know, started doing things more with women and styling for corporate magazines, their women. And from that, it just opened up the door for corporate women.
So now with these corporate women, do you work on their inside and their outside?
We must work on their inside because, as I said, you can put clothes on anything.
You put lipstick on a pig. Yeah. It's still a pig. Yes. I mean, it's still a pig. So let me ask you, where do you start? Do you start on the outside, the inside, or does it depend on the person?
I start on the inside, and I have a personal excellence profile called the PEP, and it helps to pep you up. It's about your highest level of excellence.
Okay.
So everybody starts out, no matter what they say they want from me, they are going to take the PEP because the PEP is a tool that evaluates and measures a person by 12 vital abilities that we all have to make our life work. But most people don't know. It starts with the value yourself, and it ends up with what you want to accomplish. So you see a lot of people doing a lot of work, and they're miserable. They're helping a whole lot of people, but none of it comes back to them. Mm-hmm. That's because they have a low value themselves.
Corporate right. America.
Right. Absolutely. And so what we've I do is train them to, first of all, to value yourself and their processes and their steps, and then to help them to get into a place of being quiet so they can hear from themselves, to be present.
Right. Right.
And then they have to make decisions on what they have perceived. What's the point of saying, oh, Lord, I heard from God.
And now, then he got something else to do. He don't want to talk to me. He's got to have a busier day than talking to you sitting at your desk.
But when they hear from God, they don't make a decision based on what they promised you they've heard.
You know why? That's because they heard what they wanted to hear.
Well, there's now, a difference. Speaking of God, do you give any spiritual help as well?
Well, I'm a spiritual person.
Okay.
And we all are, whether we know it or not. And yes, it is very spiritual. It's not about religion because my clients are all different denominations and religions.
Right.
It's about authenticity and excellence. And we're all excellence, but what level of excellence do you want to operate on?
Right. And it is very important as a business owner, whether you're a woman, even as a business professional, to stand in your own truth. And that is so hard, being authentic, because my mom said to me once years ago, the biggest lies we tell to ourselves. And if you tell it to yourself, you tell it to other people. Mm-hmm. So now you're not even, not only being authentic with yourself, you don't even know what your authentic self looks like.
Mm. And most people don't, because as you were saying earlier, it's kind of beat out of us. Most of us are created and made by someone else. Our moms, our preachers, our teachers, right. our husbands, our wives, or, you know, oh, you should be this, you should do this, oh, you're good at this. But no, educe it and draw it from me, put it all on the table and let me choose. That's what right. we're, and if you pay attention to your children, just like Dr. Jennifer was saying, when you pay attention to them and you're paying attention to your son, they will tell you what they love and mm-hmm. what they want most, and put them in lots of different things mm-hmm. and it will just blossom from there. And adult women too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And life is not a dress rehearsal. Contrary to popular belief, I know everyone wants to think that I love when people say, it was when I talked about life insurance, they said, well, if I die, huh? Let me know how that plays out. Because everybody's got to lead this world, whether you leave quietly or kicking and screaming. Mm-hmm. We all have got to go. Mm-hmm. And I think people don't even think about, because one day turns into 20 years. Mm-hmm. And you don't even know what you want to be. As a matter of fact, I have a sister who's in her early 30s, just is going to cosmetology school. And she's been playing in hair since I can remember. I mean, 2-3 years old, that was her thing. She loves doing hair. And finally, she's like, you know what? I'm going to step out there and go. And when I tell you, she calls me every day, clapping like a seal. Just, it's the best thing in the world. Oh, my God. It's not awesome. Making any money. Happier than I've ever seen her.
Yeah,
I mean, because happens. She's finally saying, you know what? This is what I love. This is my passion. This is what's going to work for me. And I think it's so hard, because on the flip side, you still got to be able to take care of yourself. You got to be able to make a living. You got to be able to do all those other things. Even if what you love to do, you have to do part time or on the side. Mm-hmm. I think you still should do it, no matter what it is. And I think most people in corporate America, they don't feed that natural thing. I can't tell you how many times in corporate America I got in trouble, which is one of the I had to realize I work well with others. I play well with others. I don't necessarily work well with others unless I'm the boss. So I had to realize that, you know what? Maybe I don't belong here, because they really don't want to know what I think. And that's okay. I respect
they
that.
They have a system.
Right. They have a system. It. Right. And, you know, I'm like, I could just go to a manufacturing plant to work. So I think, I'm just saying, if you want to just fall in line, I think that makes a difference, because all you ladies are coaches and you're trying to get people to get to their own genuine self. And that alone is a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. I do it, you know, over cocktails. It's not quite the same. Because I don't really want to help them
sometimes
every day like y'all do.
Sometimes we need a cocktail or two to get to our authentic self.
Absolutely. Because I don't want to help them every day. I got my own problems. But I'm saying, a lot of my friends come to me for advice. And that's one of the things I think. It is so hard to stand in your own truth and look in that mirror and be comfortable with who's looking back.
That's true.
You know,
that's how I discovered, from the transition of being a model. I've always been kind of coachy, and always girlfriends always calling me for advice. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter what time or day or night. And I was sharing this with my mentor, and she says, well, darling, you need to go back to school and become a therapist or a coach or something, so you can charge them, because they're getting your husband mad at you calling you at 2:00 right. in the morning for your
exactly.
advice.
Crying because some boy didn't call her back.
And you truly enjoyed helping them, it sounds like. And that's really the difference.
I love it. I know, I'm a third child of 8. Mm-hmm. And so I'm the oldest daughter of my siblings.
So you grew
and
up.
And I grew up being a girl swag kind of a girl, of supporting my little sisters and helping them to figure things out. And then that kind of followed me through college. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is that I loved it.
Yeah. Well, break down this PEP to us. What does PEP stand for?
Mm-hmm. Personal excellence profile.
And what kind of, you said that's like a test. What's in this test?
It's not a test. It's an assessment. There's mm-hmm. no right or wrong or good or bad answer. It's actually evaluating you in 12 vital abilities, your ability to value yourself, to perceive, that's your whole body felt perception, you know, about your gut, trusting your mm-hmm. gut,
right?
And making decisions about that. And once we make our decisions, we've got to communicate those decisions to ourselves so that we can hold our own position. Because the moment you go out and start telling other people, they may say, well, no, I like you the way you are. Or, well, you're a doctor. What are you talking about being a dancer? Mm-hmm. You know, so we got to hold our position. So you got to use our conscious mind to talk, write, take pictures of ourselves so that we can stand and hold our position. Then we go communicate what we have perceived to the right people. And decision making really is our setup for our life. You can always test yourself by the decisions that you make, because your decision is what you want to accomplish.
Absolutely. I tell people all the time, be decisive, even if it means being wrong. Pull the trigger.
Because sometimes we are so hip that even our errors are correct. So that will work,
ooh,
too.
Come on. On that note.
Nikki Giovanni.
I got to write that down. I'm going to tattoo that on my back, too. I am so great. Even my errors are right. I want to remind everyone out there that are listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist. My co-host is Tess Turin with Basica and Next Link Marketing. And we are speaking with Chloe Taylor Brown of Chloe Taylor Brown Enterprises, that even her errors are right. Chloe, tell everyone out there how they can get in touch with you.
ChloeTaylorBrown.com. You can connect with me on Instagram, ChloeTaylorBrown.com, LinkedIn, ChloeTaylorBrown.com. Twitter is Chloe T. Brown, and pretty much all social media. But okay. I love it when you send me an email to Chloe@ChloeTaylorBrown.com.
I love it. Oh, my goodness. Again, thank you so much for coming out. We also want to thank our other guest, Dr. Tanya T-A-U. NYA Lowe of the Resurgent Group of Metro Atlanta. Thanks again, Dr. Lowe, for coming out. And our other guest, Jennifer Lester of the Purpose Project LLC. Thank you, Jennifer, for coming out.
Thank you.
And if you miss any part of our show today, feel free to go to our website, businessleadersoftoday.com, and look up any of our past wonderful shows, including this one. Again, you can also reach us on businessleadersoftoday@gmail.com if you want to be a guest on a future show. And our Angel, or Tess, at businessleadersoftoday@gmail.com. Ooh, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Our show airs every Friday from 11:30 to 12:30. And again, I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist. I'm going to be your best friend on your worst day.
And I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business.
Have a great weekend, everybody.